Praise the Lord. So, all I'm just trying to encourage you is there is something in you that can cause you to change your condition. There's a power. That power is in your mouth. Say it and believe that what you say will come to pass. You will have what you say. That is why when you see somebody open his mouth and curse you, don't just look at him and walk away. It will work. Oh, you too, open your mouth and back to sender. Hallelujah. Hey, okay, it no go better for you. Tell him, no sir, it go better for me. Who God has blessed, you cannot curse. You don't return unto him. Return it. Amen. Let me see how you will make it. You will see how I will make it. Over my dead body, will you marry that woman? Ah, you go die, yo. Amen. Because I go marry him. Learn to counter it. Learn to counter it. And please, praise the Lord. Don't wait until the arrow hit you before you return. What I mean is, once you hear that person saying it, turn immediately and return it. Don't wait until your prayer time before you say, in the morning, my auntie was cursing me. Ah! When the arrow don't hit you, now you go pray. You will need more effort than when immediately, because that spontaneous reaction goes with a power. Because there's an anger that goes with your counter statement. Praise God. Curse me. You know there's an anger that is in you immediately. In that estate, when you reverse it, it goes back to sender. And when you meet the real occultic people, a pastor was telling me how, because he decided to leave a particular ministry, the man of God called him on the phone and was cursing him. So he said he came back to meet him. And then he went and he said, "Sir, you were cursing me. Sir, I have come here to reverse that curse. I did not offend you, therefore what you spoke concerning me shall not come to pass. I said the Lord told me to leave. You are cursing me. Because I did not leave on my own, but God told me to leave. Your curse will not work. Therefore, I have counseled it. I have destroyed it. All you spoke shall not come to pass." He said the bishop stood up from his seat. He said, "I reinforce it. I reinforce it. I reinforce the curse. I reinforce the curse." And then he said, he to say, "I reject it. I reject it." He said, "I reject it. In the name of Jesus, I reject it." He said, the man kept saying, "No, I reinforce." He said, "They were doing that. I reinforce." He would say, "I reject. I reinforce," because the bishop knows what he was doing. And he knows that once you react like that, it will not work. Occultic people know the power of the spoken word. It's Christians that don't know it. Say it. Hallelujah. Say it. Hey, Joseph, you want to disappoint me? After booking me down for 2 years. Ah, Joe. Amen. You know, in that estate, anything she say goes with a power, because it comes from her heart. She's not just saying it. Then maybe Joseph will laugh and say, "If Nisa say whether you like it or not, I don't do it again." It don't release curse on you. It will work. We have seen so many people after marriage, things will just close everywhere. And then you hear a prophet say, who is so person, a lady? You disappointed. Unless you go back to that woman to bless you, you will never find peace. Several times. Because it costs you. And sometimes you heard it. And some very wicked one like this, when they think one wicked way where she will naked herself. Joe, you suck in this breast. Joe, you hug this body. You told me you love me, you love me, you love me. I told you I love you, I love you. If I cheated on you throughout this period, heaven will judge between me and you. Then she go talk the bad thing. Wow. Now for midnight, they do that kind of prayer. Joe go wake up from sleep. Holy life, don't they scatter, they go. You don't go know. Power of the spirit. That's what witches do. Witch, they throw oil on you. Witch, they throw anything on you. Nothing, but the thing when you talk, go they follow you. Power of the spoken word. If you like, wrong, go America, wrong, go anywhere. Anything you talk, they follow you. You know why I'm saying this? I want you to discover a power that is in you. Nothing more. Nothing more. Praise God. That's all. I want to provoke you to look inward. See, the denomination have made you to put your faith on the pulpit. What the thing you are looking for in the pulpit is in you. Higher than that pulpit, because some pulpits are defiled. No more power in that pulpit. And you don't know it. Don't know that you are more powerful than your pastor, spiritually speaking. You don't even know it. But the man package himself well. Any day he commits too much, he'll cover it up with some abracadabra, be speaking in tongue. And you think saying a true tongue he speak. Then he will shake that day when he commits finish. He goes sweat that day pass. He will demonstrate that day pass. Then you will say, Kai, this man get more anointing than me. Nothing like that. You too, you have it. Somebody say, I have power. I have authority. Say it again, I have power. I have authority. When I speak, it comes to pass. I have power in my mouth. Why are you not talking now? Why are you not talking now? Say it again. I have power in my mouth. Anything I say comes to pass. I have power. I have authority. I have it. I have it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want somebody to demonstrate it. So that by next Friday, when we gather here, you will come and give testimony. When I say like this now, some people will misunderstand what I'm teaching you. Then they will call me now, Pastor, just speak a word to my life. Pastor, please just speak a word to my life. Are you dumb? What happened to your own mouth where you want to make me be the one to speak to you? It's inferiority complex. Amen. Stand before the mirror. Call your name. If you forget your name, just shout Moses Alu. You will make it. You will not die untimely death. This year, say it, it will come to pass. Say it and keep saying it. It's better to look at the mirror so that as they point there, the thing they point you. You know, they do like this, the thing they point you. They do like this, they point, they talk. Talk, this is your head. When they hear, I go, correct. Just, they're going to hear you. Christianity is very simple. very simple. It's people that make it look like something very difficult. Once you have received that grace of salvation, it goes with a power. It goes with an authority. Why? Amen. When you back it up with two things, you back it up with the knowledge of the word. Especially when you know what you are saying is the perfect will of God for you. He said, this is the confidence that we have in him. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Can we read it together? 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he does what? He heareth us. The next verse. And if we know that he hears us, if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. If we ask according to his will. How do I know the will of God? The Bible. Number two, thus said the Lord that you have received. Through your dream, you saw that promise. Oh, somebody gave you a prophecy. You heard a voice concerning that blessing. You saw it. Therefore, what you see like that is God's own will for you. So you have something. There's another scripture. Psalm 119. Okay, Psalm 119 verse 49. Verse 49. Psalm 119. Yes, that's the scripture. He said, as the psalm is praying, he said, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. So there's a promise that he received. Verse 50. He says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. You see, there is a promise that gives you hope. And that hope, that promise is God's perfect will. So if you stand and you confess that particular promise of God, the word of God that you receive in any particular area, then know that he is hearing you. And I've told you how it works. How it works. Witches and wizards, they walk with demons. Christians, we walk with angels. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 says, angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation. They are our servants. They are all around us. For the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. And I told you, Psalm 103 verse 20. It says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments. They do God's commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. They hearken. They respond to the voice of the word of God. The word of God is written in the Bible. The word of God, hallelujah. When you say it is written, this is thus said the Lord. When you say it to any situation, those angels, they hearken unto the voice of the word of God. When you give voice to a promise of God, it is not you. Those angels are hearing. They are hearing God speaking. And they go to enforce it. If you catch it, it will help you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Practice anything I teach you here. I'm a practical person. I told you, I say, I will not preach Jesus if I didn't see Jesus. I won't go based on anybody's testimony. I see Jesus. I say, you see him. Make me say, see him. There I see him. And after I saw him, I knew he was real. Praise the Lord. I dump every other thing else. I held on to him. I'll follow you wherever you lead me. You are not an ordinary story. So true, you are alive. All other gods, they are dead. He's the only living God. Praise the Lord. He has confirmed to me that he answers prayers. He has confirmed to me that he fights battle for his people. He's confirmed to me that he is real. And that's why I'm decided to hold on to him. And so, when I tell you about that Jesus, I didn't go to any Bible school. I go to Holy Ghost school. He taught me the reality of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So listen to me. Do what I tell you to do. He's obligated to back it up. Live a clean life. And you will be victorious over the enemy, over every situation. It's a matter of time, but God will prove it later on. For he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And remember, his ways are not our ways. Hallelujah. But he will bring you to an expected end. He will not put you to shame. When you are holding on to him, no. The situations around may look very contrary, but keep hold to God's unchanging hands. Hold to God's unchanging hands. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hands. I think that is hymn number 169. Oh, 160, sorry. Yes. That stanza, the second stanza here, it says, trust in him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to me cling. Unchanging hands. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. I have confirmed it that if you put your trust in him, he will not fail. That's why when I pray, it's not a religious prayer. I am talking to some God somewhere that is hearing me. Amen. So let prayer time not be burdensome. Let prayer time be the sweetest moment of the day for you. For that is the time you communicate with your Maker. Praise God. Every human being has something behind him that is pushing him. Either they belong to one cult, or they belong somewhere, somehow. We too, we belong somewhere. Hallelujah. The whole heaven is behind us. The God of creation is our Father. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He always tells us, because it's too big. The songwriter said, I have a very big God. He's always by my side. A very big God. By my side. Hallelujah. So he will always tell you, fear not. Fear not. Even when everywhere is blocked, fear not. God will make a way. where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. And what we could do is us with love and strength. Praise God. I want to encourage somebody. That's why I'm just saying these things. So that when we stand up and pray now, you won't just be praying religious prayer. You will pray and be in expectation for answer. Because today we are going to speak to some situations, and those situations must change. They must change. Power of the spoken words.